Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was the worst loss in a decade. Atlanta! What's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Fricke's in for Mike. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man.
Oh, crap. One of the two.
Look, here's the deal. We're all frustrated today, and we're here to walk you through it. We are here to work with you. We are here to counsel each other because it shouldn't feel this way. We shouldn't be here today, but we are. And this is where I'm at right now. This team obviously was not ready to play. And I don't care what coach says about, you know, the results and all this. This team was not ready to play. Coaching. The quarterback is timid. Coaching. The offense is dysfunctional. Coaching. There is a disconnect right now between Michael Penix and my man Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell? Coaching. Special teams is discombobulated. You want to say it with me? Coaching. Missed field goals. Parker Romo, find a kicker. Here's something else that's bothering me, and this may be the biggest thing, John Fricke. Why are we having clock management issues? Oh, say it with me. Coaching. What in the hell is going on with our Atlanta Falcons in an embarrassing loss yesterday? This is the worst loss in a decade that this team has had during the regular season. Now, look. I'm not going to compare it to the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. But outside of that, I've never felt as embarrassed as I was yesterday as a Falcon fan, and I know you felt the same way, John.
Sell the team. Fire everyone. Sell the team. Let's just do that right now here. There was somebody yesterday, Carl, and maybe you can help me with this, who in the middle of this particular game – where when it was at halftime, I said, well, you know, the good news is it can't get any worse. Oh, well, no, it could get two times worse. Oh, my God. There was somebody that fired off a particular five-word tweet. I don't know if you know anybody who fired off a five-word tweet. I went, yeah, that's it. Down there, right there. That's it. Carl's right, because it's exactly what it was. And I have so many questions before we even get to how we fix this thing. And I have my thoughts on how to fix it. I've got so many questions as to how did we even get here? What in the world? How does a team go from Sunday night blasting Minnesota at every level on national TV to the following Sunday? How do you go from there to there? What happened?
I'll tell you what happened. It was this team's or this coaching staff's inability to get this team's head right, to go into Charlotte yesterday and just play decent. Guys, I don't think you understand. We didn't get in the red zone one time yesterday. Not once. And to think about how this team showed up or didn't show up, to me, gets back to just one thing. We destroyed the Minnesota Vikings the week before. They had a backup quarterback in Carson Wentz yesterday, and ironically, Kevin O'Connell had his team ready to play, and look what happened. You have to respond to the moment. And I'm tired of like being on the edges here with this whole coaching thing. Look, I want Raheem Morris to succeed, and I hope he does, and I want him to be the guy that leads us to a Super Bowl win. But right now, there are too many questions about how situational football and things that should be not happening are happening. So for me, this is clear cut, John. When you say, how did we get here? This is clear cut. When you tell me a team's not showing up and not ready to play, it's coaching. It's not that they're right. That much talented or more talented than we are. When you're telling me that the offense is dysfunctional, and it is, that is Zach Robinson. That is coaching. And let's stick right there for a minute. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Frickie in for Mike today. This is a bad Monday. Atlanta just is. This is a bad Monday. Now, next week, I'm hoping we finally get our crap together and we're talking about a W against the Commanders. But right now, I'm so far from that. Let's stay right here, John, with this offense. You want to know how we got here? What the hell is going on with this offense? We don't move the ball effectively, and we certainly don't score touchdowns. What happened to us being the most explosive offense in the NFL when we were all talking about this and our quarterback was saying this in camp?
All right, so stats are what you make of them, you know, right? Stats, there's what, stats, damn stats and lies and all that kind of stuff, right? But sometimes stats tell a story.
Man, stats are for losers, man.
Okay, well, here's one. I'll give you one. Three games, three touchdowns, none by a wide receiver or tight end.
Wow.
What? In the NFL, three games, no touchdowns by a wide receiver or a tight end. And before we start getting into Zach Robinson, and we can, because I have serious questions about his ability to adjust here, because I think what happened when they scored 32 points a game at the end of the year, last year in the final three games, was, you always talked about this, they didn't have a book on him. Now they've got a book on him. So they're taking away what he wanted to do last year, what he was able to do last year, and Zach Robinson has not adjusted. And so he's panicking. That's what's happening. Michael Penix is in full panic. There was another stat that Torrey McElhenney put out. I want to read this. I don't know if you saw this, Carl, but this will blow you away. Listen to this stat. Just listen to this. This is Torrey McElhenney of AtlantaFalcons.com. The last time a team outgained their opponent by over 100 yards and the Falcons outgained the Carolina Panthers by 108 yards yesterday. If you had told me that the Carolina Panthers had 224 yards in total offense and the final score was 30 to nothing, I would have said, well, not that. No, the other way around. So the last time a team outgained their opponent by at least 100 yards, which the Falcons did yesterday, lost by at least 30, which Falcons did, in a shutout game, which the Falcons did. The last time that trifecta thing happened, November 1st, 1970, with the Dolphins losing to the Colts. 55 years of NFL since that happened.
That's how bad yesterday was. That's how bad.
55 years.
That's how bad yesterday was. We can't ignore it. We can't run from it. We've got to face this and say, these things absolutely have to be fixed. Now, here's the other part. As much as I want to talk about all these things that went down, and we will, between now and 6 o'clock, 404-726-0929, and we're going to take your phone calls. Trust me. But I have one question, and this is the biggest thing right now that I think is bugging most of you. What do we do well offensively? Take Bijan out of it. What do we do well offensively? In 3 weeks of football, what can you say? And I want you to look at the teams that are 3-0, the teams that are winning, the teams that are finding ways. What do we do well? And I'll answer it for you guys. Nothing. There is nothing right now that you can hang your hat on. Take Bijan out of it. Because you didn't even go to him like you should have yesterday and start the game out running the football and getting these guys on their heels like you did against the Vikings. Instead, the game plan, which I have to call out, completely sucked offensively yesterday. And then you put all this pressure on your quarterback, to John's point, and now he's throwing off his back foot. He's not looking and seeing a corner out there just waiting to get a pick six. And all of a sudden, he is not only inaccurate, but he's also not delivering the ball. I put that on the offensive coordinator. And John, Zach is not helping his quarterback at all right now. And we've got 3 weeks of evidence. 3 weeks. Now, you're going to tell me things are going to change for the Commanders game, and God, I hope it does. But right now, this is where we are, Atlanta. 404-726-0929. You can follow the show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow me at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And of course, you can hit us up at 929 at and follow the radio station. So much to get to with this game. But, John, when you lay out those numbers and you talk about 55 years, that just puts it in perspective as to how bad and ugly this was. And I think a lot of people looked around the league yesterday and went, what happened in the Atlanta game? I had a buddy call me and say, who got hurt? I said, nobody. He said, well, what's going on?
I did. I don't know about that. I got hurt. I don't know about you.
He said, who got hurt? I said, nobody got hurt. He said, what's going on?
I got hurt naked. That game hurt me.
Well, it hurt me. But when you lose this way, you always think there was some catastrophic injury or something.
Well, there was something catastrophic. Oh, no, there was something catastrophic. It was a catastrophic failure of coaching. When they're starting to leak stuff out to Mark Raimondi, who's the ESPN reporter for the Falcons, right? The Falcons are saying the Penix's headset is going out. Oh my God, really?
Yeah,
hey, David Sills, wait, David Sills, come over here. Hey, listen, the headset's going out. Run into the huddle, yell into Michael Penix's ear, and tell him the cheerleaders might be wide open, but they're not eligible. Run, go. I mean, what the hell?
I heard that as well, and I'm like, okay, for a series. Now, to Ross' credit, they didn't say that was something that they dealt with the entire game. But here's my thing, guys. And
might as well have.
You could have, because they weren't getting the plays in and certainly weren't executing them.
I mean, they couldn't even do that with a timeout.
No, not at all. Guys, this offense is broke. And that's not just from yesterday. This offense has not effectively played well. We won in Minnesota because our defense. We were in yesterday's game, even going into the fourth quarter. I know it doesn't feel that way because of our defense. We have not done anything offensively to give you a reason to go, wow, man, I can't wait till the next game so we can score. We haven't done anything.
I know what I would do, but I'm not Arthur Blank. But I know darn well what I would do right now.
All right. We're going to come back, John. We're going to take some phone calls. John's in for Mike today. It's a bad day, man. It's a bad Monday. 404-726-0929. We're talking with you, and we're working through this. I want somebody to tell me what's bugging them the most about this team right now.
Oh, I can tell you.
404-726-0929. It's a Falcon Monday on Dukes and Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where do we go? That's the question. 30 to nothing? Nothing?
Do we keep on trying,
Carl? I'm sort of disappointed in myself here, guys.
John is in for Mike today. Real quick, what'd you say? Oh, I apologize. What'd you say?
Do we keep on trying, Carl?
Yeah, we do keep on trying. We do. What you got, John? What were you saying?
No, I was just disappointed. I was talking to you before the show, and I thought, I'll just come in here. I'll be the calm, cool, collective voice. And as soon as you started in, I went, I can't do this. Because, I know what I would do here. I just do. Because let's define what the problem is. Before you get to the calls, guys and gals, you want to fire everybody, that's fine. I mean, Carl can speak for himself. I don't have a problem with you. You want to sell the team, that's not going to happen. But you want to fire everybody, that's fine. There are videos of Kyle Pitts running wide the hell open down the middle of the field. That's the book on Penix. He's afraid to throw over the middle of the field. So they vacate the middle of the field because he's afraid to throw over the middle of the field. There's another video of Drake London running wide open. And so what do? They're going to try and stack the box, take away the running game, cover the outs, and then force Penix to try to throw it into tight windows. And he panics. And he locks in, and he can't throw it into a tight window, and he doesn't want to throw a pick six, so he has no room to throw it, so he airmails. Look, Zach Robinson is not making adjustments, and Michael Penix is not getting coached up probably. That's also on DJ Williams. It's also on TJ Yates. For my money, if I'm Arthur Blank right now at this moment, I'm on the phone or in my office with Matt Ryan, and I'm sitting with Matt saying, Matt, what do you want to do for this team, and how would you fix this? And if he says, I want to be the offensive coordinator, I would hire him immediately. If he wants to be the quarterback coach, the passing game coordinator, I'd hire him immediately. Hell, if he wants to be the head coach, I'd hire him immediately. Because you have to save this season right damn now.
I do agree with you wholeheartedly that Zach Robinson is not showing me he can do this job. Not only do it, but he can't do it well. I do agree with you that Michael Penix is not getting coached up. These throws that are sailing on him, these short passes that he's not hitting, the wide open guys. Ray Ray was wide open yesterday. These are just everyday throws.
It's panic.
But panic comes from your OC not making you comfortable in the
putting
play
you
calls.
In a pistol and not the shotgun, for starters.
Well, look, that's all a part of this conversation. 404-726-0929. I want to know what you think, and I'm talking to you, driving around, listening on your smart speaker, however you're accessing this show and listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. What's bugging you the most about this team right now? This is high on my list, but it's not the number one thing. This clock management thing is a debacle. And yesterday, what I saw happened the previous week, is inexcusable. I don't know who's responsible at Flowery, but somebody's got to get it resolved. Ra, I'm talking to you. This clock management situation that ultimately came back to hurt you in the first half. Now, the way things played out, do I think we win the game? No. But what happened is, it's third and one. It's the second possession of the game. You're slow getting the play call in and the personnel. And so, timeout. You come out of the timeout and you get a delay of game, and then you can't convert on a third and six. There's no way in hell, football fans, trust me on this, Falcon fans, that you call and waste a timeout, and then you come out of that timeout and get a delay of game. This should never happen. So I don't know what's going on, but this is 2 weeks in a row. We've been like, hey, why are we not getting the play calls in? What's going on? Ra, I'm talking to you. If you don't have a clock management guy, get one. This is high on my list because it shows you, wait for it, how they're not preparing for these situations. And these are coaching situations that every coach in the league knows and should know. And it looks like we're not ready for it. And you know what that looks like? It looks like we're inept. It looks like we don't know what the hell we're doing. That is bugging me, John. And I'm sorry about all this other stuff. Like, these are simple things that you should know and be doing in a game. And we're not doing the small things. So how can I expect you to hit Pitts over the middle? How can I expect you to hit Drake London running wide open routes in the middle when we can't even do the small things right now, it feels like, and get those right? I hear what you're saying, and I totally agree with you about how they attempted to play Michael Penix and what played out yesterday. But, guys, some of this, most of 98% of this stuff is on us. It's our fault. It's our own doing.
Yeah, because we're inviting him to do that, because we're not coaching this guy up, because he's regressed, because there's a book on him, and they know how to address that book, and we're not making – it's like you go in at halftime, they make adjustments, and you don't, and then you wonder. And week to week, they're not making any – the only reason they were able to shut down Minnesota and win that game was because they got a one-off from Tony Romo as their – whatever the hell his name is, because he's going to be gone anyway. That dude, because you're going to have your fourth-place kicker in 5 weeks.
Parker Romo.
They got a one-off,
yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
He turned into Tim Mazzetti. You know, that's an old-school reference. So he had a one-off, And your defense played lights out against a crap quarterback. And that's the only reason you won that game. You go in, Bryce Young has got your number already. You already struggle. We know they struggle with running quarterbacks. We already know that. Kyler Murray, Josh Dobbs, yada, yada. Yet they refused to move Michael Penix, who at one time was a running quarterback. They refused to at least move him. To let him roll. Let him go. Oh, my God. I think the – Matt Ryan, this shout-out, Matt, you got to go in. You got to fix this, dude, because these guys can't.
Let's talk to Jerry and Conyers. Jerry, what's bugging you the most about this team? Welcome in on a Falcon Monday. Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening, big guy? My name is Sneed.
Oh, well, yeah. That was Jerry up there. What's going on, C? Talk to me.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, let me ask you a question. How my main man John doing?
I'm doing great. Aside from whatever the hell this thing is going to turn into. Well, I mean, you're talking about the perfect game, right, Seed, coming up this week? Dan Quinn and maybe Noodle Arm Quitter, who scored 41 yesterday. You can't beat those dudes? God.
Is that all you got, Seed? He wanted to know about what that's all he wanted to know? Thanks for answering the question. What's bugging you? Seed? You want to call in? You want to text guys? You can do that on your own time. We're not doing that on this show today, okay? Do it on your own time. What the hell is bugging you about this football team? We're 3 weeks in, and I'm not feeling good about where we're headed right now. If you can't answer the question, you don't want to answer the question, don't call the freaking show, okay? Don't call in and do, hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time. We don't care today. I don't want you to call in and say, hey, how you guys doing? You know how I'm doing. Listen to my voice. Look at my face right now. Imagine what I look like. Okay? I don't want to hear any of that. Let's go to Jerry and Conyers. Jerry, what is bugging you about this team? Hey, man.
Man, it's the same old that's going on. And Zach Robinson, he does not know what he's doing. I'm thinking about Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love that sat behind and watched. Maybe that's what Penix needs to do at this point. But right now, our offense is terrible. And I've been watching the Falcons since 1975.
It's as bad as anything we've seen in a very long time. And the crazy thing is, this is what's crazy, John. We all had a really good sense that, hey, the weapons on this team, and I'm getting messages from people all over the league yesterday like, oh, Dukes, you're locked in. What's going on? Why does this offense look so bad? You can't just answer that in one sentence in a text message. There are so many issues. And you know what's crazy about this? Remember how we spent about 3 weeks on a guy named Elijah Wilkinson? We hadn't even talked about him. That's not even an issue. Right tackle's not even an issue. This offense is inept. It's garbage right now. And I am telling you that this thing should look better and feel better, and I am a true believer that Zach Robinson right now is just not doing what he needs to do. And if you're going to say, well, what does he need to do? John just told you He's got to find a way to say, hey, we got to make you more comfortable so you can make these throws and be more accurate and put you in positions to be successful. Yesterday, it felt like as the game went on, you kept doing the same things even though they weren't working, and then your quarterback continues to make mistakes.
All right, so if you're going to stay with Michael Penix, to me that indicates, I hate to say this, that you're almost giving up on the season. And the reason that I say this is because unless you make a change in the scheme and the coordinators and how you're going to address this, okay, then you're saying that what we're going to do is develop Michael through the year. That's not what we're about here, okay? That's not what we're about. When Rod came out and said, it's Michael's job, he's going to start next week, I went, yeah, that's not the right answer. The right answer is every position is up for grabs every week. We'll reevaluate as we go through the week. Because if you want to save this season, the only hope you may have to beat the Commanders might be Kirk Cousins. I'm not saying go there. I'm saying you have to be open to the idea. You can't just shut it down. And that says to me that you're not seeing the big picture here, which says that coaching is an absolute utter disaster for this team.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
Yeah, you got a little playing time yesterday. Ross said after the game yesterday, and look, I agree with him on this. This game was out of hand. Your quarterback's confidence for yesterday, why you're going to leave him in there. Pull him, you get some reserves in. He was right in that move.
Yeah, but his confidence is never going to grow, Carl, with this staff. Walk me through that. Because I don't see this getting any better. And it's not, by the way, it's not a Michael Penix thing necessarily.
No, it's not.
I think he's being mismanaged.
No, it's not.
And miscoached.
No.
That's why I said, I think that Josh Blank, if Arthur's not listening, because he may not. Josh, you might be down, Josh, you know my daughter, right? So I'm going to call Danny, and I'm going to have her get your ear. Call Matt Ryan. Bring Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's was mentoring Michael Penix. The only person that could absolutely help him right now might be Matt Ryan, because it sure as hell is not Zach Robinson, Raheem Morris, not DJ Williams, not TJ Yates. This is an utter disaster offensively. Somebody's got to fix it, and who better than the greatest quarterback in the history of the franchise who happens to know how to run an offense, especially an offense that was designed with him in mind from 2016.
Oh, I don't think Matt operated out of the pistol this much.
No, he didn't. But you know what? Let's see if we can't make Michael Penix good
well,
and fast.
Look, I'd love to tell you that Matt Ryan is interested. I have no idea.
Hey, when you're drowning, you grasp for anything.
This is true. No, you're absolutely right. And that's what we're doing. 404-726-0929. Adam and Alpharetta, Jr. in Memorial Drive. We want to get to you guys, all right? Call us. We want to talk to you. We're talking through this. Yesterday was embarrassing. 30-0? Nothing? It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go. Zero points for our Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell. John Freaky's in for Mike. We're taking your phone calls at 404-726-0929. Tim Dawson, thank you for tweeting at me. I put him up. See, Dukes, he says, what's bugging me? And I'm asking you, what's the thing that's bugging you the most about this team? He says, it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback, who's coaching, or who's kicking. He says, every time I start to believe, they crush my hopes. You come off of an incredible win against the Vikings, and you go, man, they're not going to play in a worse environment all season long than going up there and and doing all the stuff that they do. And, man, we handled that. And then you go to Charlotte. It wasn't even a sellout. And you do this? Tim, I appreciate your text. I appreciate your tweet. Follow us, guys. Dukes and Bell 929. John, it's interesting. People are responding, obviously, to some of the things that you're talking about as far as getting help for our quarterback. And I don't know who that guy is. This obviously needs to be addressed. And the reason is because here's what you've got to understand. This is what's crazy about this. Last year, follow me, the OC could lean on a guy who had 13 years experience. He wasn't called upon to do as much. Think about the first part of the season with Kirk Cousins. Even though now we know Kurt was not 100%, he was limited. His experience, his ability to see the things he needed to see could guide this offense. Now I need the OC to do that. And that is the part right now that seems like it's not there. It's why this offense is dysfunctional. It has no flow. And I'm not just talking about the three and outs. Go back to last week. Go back to week one. I mean, this is the fundamental problem right now with our team. And the crazy thing is, all offseason, John, we said, fix the defense. Guess what? Defense is fixed. It's playing pretty damn good. So this is where we're at today, guys. This team was not ready to play. And I am telling you that a lot of the issues that we are dealing with right now get to coaching. Now, here's what's great about this. And I don't know if it'll happen. You get another week to come back out next Sunday and prove that you can fix some of these things and play a lot better. And, guys, I don't know how they're going to play. We'll see. This week, we'll be up there on Wednesday. We'll talk to Coach. We'll have our player guest. We'll see what they're talking about. But right now, coming off of this kind of loss, this embarrassing loss where you don't even want to talk to your friends, this one stings in a different kind of way because it was just that bad. 404-726-0929. John, let's jump back on the phones. We've got a couple of guys that want to hang on and certainly talk to us. Adam and Alpharetta, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Adam, hey, man.
Man, I've been so angry since yesterday. And I'm sitting out here in my backyard waiting to talk to you, and a deer comes up and stares at me. And it's trying to take my anger away. And I screamed at it to get out because I'm not letting nature take my anger away. We got out-coached. We either got out-coached or the coaches didn't have our players ready to play. And that's against
Carolina. Being out-coached.
Either one of those is not acceptable. We weren't ready to play, we got out-coached. But here, John, you said something earlier. We have three touchdowns on the year, right?
Great.
With an asterisk. One of those touchdowns, the defense let us score.
Yeah, they did.
Two touchdowns on the year.
Yeah, that's good. Fair point.
Mm.
You know, you start to look at this offense, guys, and you think, let me ask you, Carl, was the offense better under the noodle arm quitter at quarterback?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Offense
yes.
better under DoorDash Dez?
Yes.
Okay, was the offense better under the broke down liar when it was the broke down liar who was rebroken?
Yes.
So that means lack of attack Zach here has got to go. Because you have to, there is a massive disconnect. And I don't understand this, we give them one more week. I don't understand the one more week thing. I just don't get it. If you do something, Carl, or I do something, any of us do something that's a fireable offense, or I'm about, you know, it's a fireable offense, but I'm going to give you one more. No, you're out. Security's got you by the arm. Your name's being taken off the door. You're out the door. You're gone. You know? I don't understand. Man, I am just, the patience of Arthur Blank mystifies me. Love the man, mystifies me.
404-726-0929. Junior, Memorial Drive, you're up next, Junior. What's bugging you about this team, man? This was a bad, bad loss yesterday, 30-0 to the Carolina Panthers here on a Falcon Monday. Hey, man.
Dukes, man, you said it verbatim. Look here, Mr. Blank, Zach got to go. That's number one, first and foremost. Number two, the price of the brick going up. Like we don't got no more chances, no more time, another week. We can't be keep going that. The season is at hand. I expect division games to be, you know, very competitive, extremely competitive, because it's always at least one or two people, at least two or three people that's possible to come out of the NFC South. So, you know, the NFC South, our division, I expect physicality and our defense looking good, but the clock management. Look here, Arthur Blank, you can hire me on Sundays. I'll be a personal clock manager on every Sunday, no problem. You can pay me little or nothing, because what y'all got going on clock management is not working. And my last thing, I'm just keep it short and sweet. Like on week one when they falconed it up, man, Mr. Blank, if I do come to y'all games, I'm putting that brown paper bag over my head. The end.
The price of the brick just went.
Oh, yeah.
He's not lying. The brown paper bag, I felt like I wanted to do. Well, I felt like I wanted to do that yesterday. I did. Like I felt like I wanted to do that. Yes, that's how bad I felt. Now, we're not there, okay? We're not the worst franchise in the history of the league. We're certainly, okay, yesterday we played like the worst team, but we're not there. And I understand that frustration. Listen, the clock management, it's one of, if not my biggest issues. The biggest issue for me is how discombobulated this offense is. If you're going to ask
Hang on, though. Stop. I totally agree. But, Carl, because there are times that I'm not seeing things. I think you're missing something here.
What?
I think you're absolutely correct that we're not. We have got to talk about saving the season. You're 0-2 in the division. You lose to the Commanders. You're going to have three losses in the conference. You're going to be dropping wild cards like, you know, Venezuelans are dropping cocaine off boats in the middle of the Gulf of America. I mean, my God, you know, you're in serious, massive trouble if you lose this week. This is a critical game. There's no time to wait.
This is a critical game, but let me tell you why it's critical. Even beyond what you just said, even bigger than what you just said, it is a critical game. But it's even more critical that we're facing our former coach with our former quarterback who could be starting on Sunday.
A former suck quarterback who quit on us.
Well, listen, I know you guys didn't watch the Commanders yesterday because we were all turning TVs off, right? And you were maybe even throwing stuff at TVs. Not only did he play well,
Marcus Omarita,
he played with confidence. And here's the crazy thing. They ran the Commanders, okay, for over 200 yards yesterday. So they're coming in with their back. I don't even know if Jaden's going to be available, but we'll see as the week moves along. This is a big game because you know what this screams? You want to be real, John? Atlanta, you want to be real? This screams that Dan Quinn in two seasons has been able to install a culture that is working. And here we are still searching for it.
He did that here too and then lost it, so we'll have to see long term.
Here's the deal. 2 years on the job, man. 2 years on the job. You can tell me Jaden Daniels was the reason they went to the NFC Championship. Fine. We didn't have that quarterback situation last year. But the reality is the Commanders, and let me read a quote for you, all right, since you might not believe me here. It's ironic. The same guy that quit on us said, quote, he's creating an environment here for us that allows guys to be the best version of themselves. Sound familiar? Mm. That is a quote from Marcus Mariota after the game yesterday.
Marcus Mariota.
I'm just telling you, he ran for 40 yards. That to me, John, potentially, because we don't know if Jaden will be there, is a bigger deal to say we're coming off this loss. Here comes Dan Quinn, the guy we were like, get him out of here. And here comes the quarterback that quit on us, and they're going to come into our house and potentially, I don't even want to think about it.
Here's the other problem with it, because this is a no win in my world. This is no win. Okay, the reason it's no win is either you go out there and they got the book on Penix and he panics again and there's no adjustment. They haven't dumbed down and you're stuck with all these guys for another week just to see, because we're going to make a change in the bye week because it's such an early bye week. That's when we'll make all the changes, and you put yourself way behind the sticks by going 1-3 before you make the changes, right? Or you go out and you do something which is almost equally as bad, which is play well and win the game and get a false positive. You see what I'm saying? Because what was Minnesota but a false positive?
Well, for some people, I didn't think J.J. McCarthy was that good. I still don't. So I'm not sold on that to begin with.
But offensively, it was a false because they only got the one touchdown.
Correct.
And you got into the red zone so many times, and it became the dead zone again. So they have 7 field goals and 3 touchdowns.
So here's the deal. If you are able to score in the red zone, we're talking about, again, guys, next week. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 A Game on a Falcon Monday. Taking your phone calls at 404-726-0929. We're getting ahead of ourselves here because this is the concern for this week. But to John's point, and then we're going to get back to your calls. If you are able to score in the red zone, and look, Dan Quinn, say whatever you want about him. He's an excellent defensive coach. Everywhere he's been, he's an excellent defensive coach. If you're able to do that against a Dan Quinn defense, which is what you're going up against, then it's not a false positive. It is you have progressed in a way that makes me feel a lot more comfortable. But we're so far away from Sunday right now, I'm still mad about what happened yesterday, John. I don't even want to talk about it. I know, but
at the same time, we got to do two things at once. We still have to, you know, vent from yesterday, which is fine, but you can't just vent. You can't just get mad. You can't just stomp your
face. Of course I can. I got all week to talk about next Sunday.
I know, but I got to already advance the ball here because if you don't, I think we're in such an inflection point that is so critical to save this season that if you don't do something strong and radical immediately that you are putting yourself I don't want to be sitting here next Monday and have you say, well, you know, now that we're in the bye week, we're going to make changes. Where the hell was that? We told you last week.
Well, that's probably what's going to happen. To feel right now like this is going to make them make a move today. It's Monday at 3 o'clock. It's not happening. It's not happening. And I agree with you. This is a critical spot. But this is also about the head coach and the coordinators and everybody in that building stepping up and showing us that they can do the job and get it right. And not just play a quarter or two quarters. Play a complete game and show us that this offense has life. Can you show me that? 404-726-0929. Emmanuel in Dallas, Georgia. Emmanuel, what's on your mind? What's bugging you about this team? Hey, man.
Man, so what's bugging me, first of all, is there is a lack of leadership, okay? If you watch when they were going in at halftime, their quarterback, they were only up 10-0. Their quarterback was tapping up every player going in and go, guys, we're going to do this. Come on, let's keep our head in the game. We got this. As they were going in at halftime, their quarterback is not as good as our quarterback, but he was giving them leadership, okay? When it comes to clock management, this week and last week was not the first time that we've seen them get in the huddle at 20 seconds already into the 40-second clock. And then they get out of the huddle, it's 8 seconds on the clock and 2 seconds on the clock. He's motioning the man to go in motion. It's every single play. It was the first game. It was the second game. It was the third game. And then I noticed something different, which was mind-boggling to me. When he decided to put in Kirk Cousins went in and had them out of the huddle before 22 seconds. They were out of the huddle. So there is a
leadership disconnect on this team because nobody's going, guys, we got this, we can do this. Even if you go in at halftime and down, you come back out of the halftime and, like, somebody go get Coach Boone from Virginia or something so he can go, hey, whip it up. Leave no doubt. We don't have that. We don't have anybody on the team that's going to go, we're going to do this all night, and if they get another yard, y'all are going to run all night. It's none of that happening. It's not happening on the offense. It's definitely not happening on the special teams because somebody should have went to our kicker and said, hey, guy, you are a new guy. You messed up that one. We got you. We got you. There's nobody on the sideline just going, hey, let's keep our head up. Let's fight. Let's fight. Let's fight. They were a bunch of losers. I literally just bought 4 tickets, and I had season tickets for 7 years. I bought 4 tickets because my children said, Dad, take us to another game. I'm trying to figure out a way to get rid of those 4 tickets.
Oh, come on. Come on. I mean, come on. Look.
Do it for the kids.
Exactly. Come on. Take your kids to the game, all right? I hear what you're saying, and I agree with you about the demeanor, which is what you're talking about, the demeanor of the team. There was no life yesterday. There just wasn't. And it started, while you're talking about Romo, Parker Romo, I'm not going to tell you one field goal would have made the difference, but it would have made us feel a lot better of us getting on the on the board. And then he misses another one, and you're like, oh, crap, here we go. That didn't help. All right, we got a lot more to dive into. I mean a lot. 404-726-0929. John's in for Mike today. We are coming back. Worst loss in a decade. That's what this was. And I know you're embarrassed like I am. We're all feeling it. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.